Football! What's going on? This is NFL Australia. I'm your co-host, James Clements. I'm a guy. I know you can read me over at codebet.com.au. Go check that out. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios. I think the squids are asleep. I hope so. We'll find out soon enough. On the other side of this here iPad, on the other side of the bloody country, in the People's Republic of Western Australia, the bloke's still 6-0. He's got the 6 on one nut, the 0 on the other. It's sometimes singer in a band called The Ramshackle Army. He is my mate. He is your mate. He's everybody's mate. It's bloody Gaz. Gaz, what's going on?
Hey, bud. It's this is the earliest for me that we've done the podcast in a while. It's 5:30 here over in sunny Perth. I'm avoiding all the East Coast rains and waters, and I'm about to go smash some beers. But I did sneak in some football, even though it started at like 1, 2 in the morning. My brain is not functioning on all cylinders, but I can still talk about some footy.
When is your brain really ever functioning on full cylinders, I ask you that? But either way, Gaz, that's week 7, true. Look, whatever, it's done. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, I think they're all cooked, aren't they? Pack her up, boys. Time to go. New York, it's a football town. That's still back.
Wow.
And the Dogs, they still rule. The Eagles, the football team, not the band. I fucking hate the Eagles, man. Still undefeated. What a week. It's because they didn't play. We're going to wrap up week 7 for you and set you up for week 8. That's what we do here on the old NFL Australia. That's what we do here, isn't it?
We have a bit of fun.
We leave all the serious stuff for the fucking nerds. Oh, God, they love this serious
stuff. Real sports guy.
We need to talk about the real football stuff. Anyway, this is episode 57 of NFL Australia. Let's go. Oh, please don't cut me, Mr. Belichick. Please. Oh, please. I'm a first-round pick. Oh, jeez, he's going to do it. Oh, hey, this is Mac Jones, and you're listening to NFL Australia. Tell you what, guys. Big, big week of NFL. Even without the good teams playing.
It was well still, said. I didn't have to say
still
it.
Still a wild week. Because, as mentioned at the top, the old codgers, it's all going to be a bit squirrely, isn't it? A bit of a weird one. We had some huge upsets. In terms of like Carolina beating Tampa Bay, that was just probably one of the bigger upsets in recent memory. Like, they've fired their coach. They've traded their running back, the superstar running back, and they come out and beat Tom Brady and co. That was pretty crazy. And Aaron Rodgers, he stunk up the joint. They lost to the Washington Seawords, starting the Heineken at fucking quarterback. You love it. Crazy week. We had some more injuries as well, which always stinks. It feels like this is the time where you get those serious injuries as well, right? Like, we sort of get the soft tissue stuff usually at the start of the season, and then, you know, some big fucking collision or something happens. You're like, oh, this sucks. We lose JC Jackson to a torn ACL, I think it was, and Breece Hall to a torn ACL. So that stinks. JC Jackson, beloved former Patriot, who went and took some serious fucking dough to go play for the Los Angeles Chargers over there. Playing hurt. No, never a great idea, I reckon, guys. You know, he was carrying injuries and then boom. You know, it's one of those things where you go, oh, you don't do an ACL if you're carrying other injuries. Like, God, don't you, though? What are you, a medical doctor? Shut up. I'm a math scientist. In terms of other stuff, obviously I mentioned this at the top as well. The McCaffrey trade was pretty mega. That happened after last week's show. I think, like, literally, we might have been talking about how that was probably going to happen, maybe what are they going to get, and then boom, not a giant amount, it turns out. It's not exactly two first-rounders. It's a whole bunch of compensatory picks for the Niners.
But it adds up to one, mate. There was the front office is doing a bit of, you know, creative accounting.
Well, I mean, you're going to stock that fridge full of draft picks, I guess. Sure. I mean, you're still Carolina. No one gives a fuck. We also got another trade. James Robinson off from the Jags. The Yags. That's a soft J at the moment, I'll tell you that much. Off to another soft J team, the New York Jetteroonies. Loving this. if you've got him on your fantasy team. Think
of that Breece Hall, mate. That Breece Hall, he was on fire. Even this game, he was nuts. And then
you know me, I've talked about this at times, how there you'll be watching a game and just someone will pop, something will stand out, and you're like, what the fuck is going on there? It's usually when they're playing the Patriots and they look 400 million times fucking faster than we do. That happened again today against the Bears. But anyway, the vibe for Breece Hall was exactly that, right? He was just flying around, just causing absolute, and he was doing the same thing in this Denver game, and then boom, gone.
Yep.
That fucking sucks. Either way, being replaced by James Robinson. I mean, maybe this does something for the Jags. Just, you know, shuffling some shit around on that team to go, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. We've got an ATM. We're going to have to roll with something because it's all a bit of a mess down there in Jacksonville. Just not in their pants. I mean, it's always a mess in their pants because it's Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? The STI capital of the world. But anyway, we've also got, speaking of STIs, I've got Zappy fever. Holy moly. I was fucking losing my mind today, Gaz. Those two plays. Zappy comes in for my beloved Mac Jones. You heard him just before. Zappy steps up. The Patriots crowd are like, yes, motherfucker, Zappy time. Dude, you see that Zappy kid? He can fucking sling it, dude. It's the second coming of Tom Brady, kid. And I'm excited as shit. I can't wait. He looks incredible. And then we don't score again for the rest of the game, and our defense fucking stinks up the joint.
Right? Yeah.
It was so tough. Anyway, but Zappy replaces Mac Jones. Love that. Matty Ice, he's been benched, sat for the rest of the year, injured as well, right?
Yeah, so injured. Oh, he's going to sit out a game or two. And then, oh, by the way, when he's not injured, he's going to be riding the bench.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Bit of a rough one. But basically, we sort of come out of this week not knowing a giant amount more. Like, the Chiefs-Niners game was fucking awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs are who we thought they were.
And so is Jimmy G, right?
100%. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, the more the devil you know, sometimes if the devil is still Jimmy G, like, he's still fucking Jimmy G. Like, nothing changes and he's still angry. And it's like, that's right. That's why we fucking drafted Trey Lance. Shit.
Yep.
I love it. Anyway, and of course, after all this, there still is only one unbeaten team. Gaz went and flew, Eagle flew all the way to WA, and they're still 6-0.
No, mate, so. I took a break from the Eagles this week to watch Philly grease the lighting poles and try and avoid Philly's fans who got into the World Series climbing up and causing chaos rioting through the city while the Eagles had a week off.
This is not MLB Australia.
I just had to add a passing comment in there.
To be honest, I'm here for it because fuck the cheating Houston Astros. Let's go Phillies. I'm never going to say that again in my life, but against the Astros, they can go fuck themselves. Bunch of cheats. Either way, like, in terms of really quick sort of overviews, Dak came back, Cowboys won, Giants, as mentioned, beat the Jags. That was crazy because the Jags are always going to jag it up. Titans beat the Colts because that's what they always do. You had the Ravens holding off the Browns. That was pretty fun in a pretty close game. Seattle smashed the Chargers. Niners lose to the Chiefs at home. Jets, just that game was fucking weird against the Broncos, but they beat them. My beloved Patriots, oh God, that stunk up the goddamn joint. The Raiders, probably my favorite bit of the week, actually smashed Houston, which was really good. Let's go back to Thursday, though. You had it nailed too. 42-34. It's the best, most high scoring Thursday night game, I think, maybe in history. Cardinals beat the Saints. Saints actually put up a bit of a run there at the end, but it was far too late because of a 25 point second quarter. They fucking smashed them all game, looking like a completely different team. You've got Kyler Murray yelling at his coach, you know, this is just a great vibe.
What did he say? What did he yell at him? Calm
the fuck down. It's like, yeah, I'll pay that. So when you've been in the trenches as much as Kyler Murray in video games, you've got to tell your buddies to calm the fuck down because they're all freaking out online. Yep. And anyway,
apparently when you get DeAndre Hopkins back, you can put up some points.
Yeah, you can snap an 8-game home losing streak as well. So they looked a little bit. It just changed the sort of facets of their offense where you're like, yeah, cool. There's just a little bit more space for everybody because everyone's kind of like their eyes keep drifting towards Nuck. That's why you have a superstar receiver, you know?
Remind everyone that I wanted to pick Arizona last week and you highlighted a few points about those losing streaks in a row and I fuck fucking, I'm like, Jimmy knows more than me. He writes for CodeBet. And I flipped my fucking pick and got screwed.
But the key aspect was, well, basically, it was like, what? Hey, talk about the devil, better the devil you know. Like, we were choosing between the home Arizona losing streak and how much they're just shit versus Andy Dalton on Thursday nights and against, like, just boom, being Andy Dalton. And, of course, he had the, was it four touchdowns and five interceptions, I think it was, or something absolutely fucking chaos.
Ridiculous.
A couple of pick sixes in there as well.
His stats were actually not that bad, even though he threw three picks.
Three interceptions, four touchdowns, absolute chaos. Yeah. You'd love to see it. Anyway, that was a fun game. It was a fun third. Well, it wasn't actually that fun, you know. That was kind of the weird thing. Like, 42-34, like, the Cardinals smashed them so badly early on. Like, that was like 28-14 at half. And they kind of had just this in the bag, and then it was just like a late couple of fuck-around things for the Saints at the end. But their season is teetering on the edge, Gaz. Teetering, I tell you. Anyway, on to Sunday. Bengals smash the Falcons. Speaking of runs coming to an end, the Falcons' run of six straight covers comes to a screeching halt against my beloved Bengals. Tell you what, I'm on the Bengals.
Yeah, that seemed like a... We said last week that it seemed like a get-right game,
They got right.
Yeah.
They really got. Yeah. Tyler Boyd had 155 yards. Joey B just fucking slinging it. But they smashed him from the get go, too.
Something crazy like, was it
480 yards?
It was like 300 and something in the first half.
Yeah. Right? It was absolute chaos and ends up with 481. And yeah, it was like over 300 in the first half. You're like, yep, I guess he's back. So basically, anytime that he and Chase are just like fucking on, they win. And if you're throwing 155 yards of Tyler Boyd, 93 of T. Higgins, you'll smash most teams. And Atlanta.
Yeah, Chase pulled up a bit lame at one point, though, so it'll be interesting to watch what he, whether he's all right going forward, because I feel like he might be kind of important.
Had a good gritty, though, after that touchdown that he caught as well. The Cowboys smashed the Lions. This was a bit of a weird one because the Lions led at the half, 6-3. And then.
Yeah.
And
Dak
half,
did not look great in that first quarter. He got better though, as the game went on, right?
But the Cowboys forced, what, five turnovers as well, Gaz? And just it was basically that, cool, the Dallas defense against Jared Goff. There can be a winner here. It's not going to be the one whose name's rhymes with Aubrey Huff. So pretty gnarly, pretty weird, crazy game.
There's some viral shit going on now where they're just like just putting tragic music under Dan Campbell press conferences where it's just like, I'm just so sick of losing. Like, the Hard Knocks kind of support bounce expectation thing is well and truly gone at this phase, right?
1-5, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later if I can remember it. But yeah, there's a couple of teams that sort of got a bit of a preseason bump, and they're all sort of falling off. I'll tell you that much. Love it. Anyway, it's a bit of cat team stuff. That's what I'll tell you about. Not the Bengals, because I love them. But what else? We had Titans beat the Colts. Yeah, this was ugly. And the Colts just beat them every time. 126 yards for Derrick Henry. Boom. Titans just have the Colts. Have the wood over the Colts. Colts are a mess. We know that. Week in, week out. It's just like, you don't want to touch it. Just with a 10-foot barge pole. You never know what's going to happen. Does the quarterback change boost their season, Gaz? What do you reckon?
Well, look, I don't think so. But there's a... Like, I don't know what to make of their quarterback room at all from top to bottom. The problem is Indy's pretty committed. In terms of Matty Ice made some contract adjustments to change his guaranteed money, and they're on the hook for, well, they need to make a decision, I think, before the second or third day of next year. Otherwise, they're in for a big chunk. But now that what's made really annoying for me is Washington Commanders fans now coming out going, oh, we clearly won that trade now. Now that you've benched Matty Ice and we got Carson, we clearly got the best side of that. I'm like, hang on, you just won a game with him sitting on the bench on IR for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So I don't really know. That's like, a four-year-old pillow fight, right? Like, it's not a great argument to be either side of.
Yeah, I'm just more concerned about how many Commanders fans you apparently have in your life.
Oh, mate, no. I just, I
no, this is just you trolling Reddit. There you go. I got you.
It's pretty much. It's like, I just sit there and watch and observe. But you look, the Colts, I mean, Frankie Reich, we said early days that if he didn't make the playoffs with some of the moves they've made at quarterback over the last couple of years, that he might be on the hot seat. I don't know that switching to, what was a backup with no forecast of being a starter, I don't know that that's going to help his prospects moving forward. But let's be honest, this is a team that hasn't invested in a high round quarterback since Andrew Luck, and they've just gone mid-range, end of their career, or at least mid-range capability quarterbacks for the last, well, since Andrew Luck pulled the pin, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's a weird mix. What are you going to do? Anyway, yeah. Fuck the Colts. 23-21, the Commanders.
Spoken by like a true AFC guy.
The your beloved Washington Seawords, they came out and beat the Pack. This was an amazing game to watch because it was just Rodgers just going, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing?
Sure, I also picked this one, mate. I think that was in my tips last week.
Yeah, so I think
Heineke coming in is going to show some chutzpah.
Yeah, I had I think in this show I talked about, yeah, look, I think I'll go with the Packers because I thought this was the get-right spot to cover, win by a touchdown, away we go. And then I changed my tune after later in the week, and I think in my column for Cobet with the picks, I think we ended up landing with the Commanders, and I think that actually made the paper as well. So you might have seen my noggin in the newspaper picking the Commanders, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I think I picked this. I picked the Pack earlier in the week. Ah, well, here I am flip-flopping, but that's it. You get closer to it. You realize your mistakes earlier on in the week. And this is what happens when you pick the games on Tuesday night with your buddy Gaz. Yep. But either way, big win for the Commanders. Heineke was awesome. McLaurin looked really good. Brian Robinson running into the Pack. She just like, every time he hits a Pack, you're like, doesn't your leg hurt? You get shot there.
Like, but even Gibson did all right. So they've actually got a really nice 1-2 punch at running back now. But how about that Dubes guy for the Pack? Does he just like find a new way to drop balls every game?
Romeo, wherever art thou? Not in Aaron Rodgers' good books. The Buccaneers, right, the Tampa Bay's 3 points. The Carolina Panthers, 21. Oh, geez.
This was dark.
Some drops. This was very, very fucking dark. Just some weird throws by Tom. Ugh. It was gross. And I'll tell you what, it's a great looking vibe as well for the Panthers in that white uniform up against this sort of set of the Buccaneers uniforms. It was just great. Anyway, let's keep fucking flying through all this. 23-17, the Jags losing home to the Giants. Just a weird game. Daniel Jones might be for real. Just saying, he was awesome. Trevor Lawrence not looking great. There was a weird sort of triple quarterback trick play that they tried at one point, and it's just like, what the fuck are you lunatics doing? Dougie P, feeling himself. I'll talk about that later. Don't worry about it, guys.
I don't want to like go too much into trailing into this, but the Giants have won 5 out of their games by all of their games by a single score.
Yep.
And this was one amazing tackle at the quarter of a
quarter
yard line away from a Jacksonville win.
The
right?
10-centimeter
so
line.
I don't want
right?
to blow too much smoke up the Giants' ass.
But this is
not
it.
An
they
NFC
just
East thing. I'm like, that would have been awesome if Christian Kirk had got in there. But it was a really fucking amazing goal line tackle to keep him out of the end zone on that last play.
Three Giants converge on him basically at once. The second guy stops him sort of straight up after the first one slows him down just enough, and then they push him back.
Yeah, it was a great tackle.
Incredible vibes. But the Giants, they just keep pulling these ones out of their ass. Like, there's like the third or fourth game where it's just like, how did they even win this? What the fuck? Anyway, the Browns, they lose to the Ravens 23-20. Gross game. Gus Edwards was awesome. Off you go. The Jets, Broncos, I mentioned that game sucked. If you sat through that, more power to you. Broncos didn't score after halftime. Obviously no Rusty Wilson. Oh, got to have a bit of a rest, man. Got to have a bit of a rest. And they throw out Brent Ripien out there. I think I had the Broncos because I'm like, no, their defense might better slow down the Jets. And this will be the one where they trip them up and they'll cut. Nah, God damn it. I'm an idiot sometimes.
Can I also just when you were talking about the injury to Rusty, can I just comment that that the report during the week was it was a partially torn hamstring, and now he's back in line to start next week. I'm like, I feel like the Denver injury report is just covering up for Rusty being fucking shit.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. But also, this is what Rusty does. It's like, oh, I got to come back. It's like, just get healthy. Every fucking time you come back too early, you stink up the joint for another 4 weeks. You cost your team's wins. Fuck off. Just seriously. Just go sit down. Jesus. Raiders 38-20. The Texans smashed him in the back half. Josh Jacobs was awesome. He had 3 touchdowns. This game was actually pretty wild and pretty fun. Like, I mean, 58 points, obviously. But Davis Mills, I got a bit of time for Davis Mills. And the Raiders, look, we talked about this last week. They need to win that because now they're 2-4. They would have been 1-5 and the season's done. But because that AFC West is so fucky, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, and they got a softish schedule in the second half, right? So all of a sudden, 2-4 with a soft schedule, you're not out of it with that. How weird that fucking West is.
Just how weird the fucking AFC is in general. How weird the fucking season is. I'm loving it.
That's true.
We haven't talked about creamy middles for a little while, but there's a big creamy middle still. speaking of surprise teams, we might actually just make the fucking playoffs, and we didn't ever expect that. Seattle, they beat the Chargers 37-23. Never looked like it was in doubt. Like, you had those moments where the Chargers, you're like, oh, the Chargers have got lots of firepower. They'll probably cut. No, didn't matter. Just got shut down. Like, every time there's like a bit of a run here, like Herbs would do something a bit stupid, a bit fucky, and you're like, what are you doing? Staley would go for it. And it's like, no, just what are you doing? Don't do the damn thing. Come on, bruv. And he kept doing the damn thing, didn't he? So Herbs had the one, like a big interception. Eckler just couldn't do anything on the ground. And Chargers cooked it. Seattle just looked pretty good. DK Metcalf, got to watch out for his knee injury as well, BT Dubs.
Yeah, he went down, right?
Yeah, Kenny looked pretty good, though. Geno, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not riding back to people, so I don't know. I guess that's still good. Chiefs 44, Niners 23. Look, this is one of my favorite picks. Was like basically the Raiders and the Chiefs this week. Just so many injuries for the Niners. Like, they get McCaffrey. That's the feel-good story. It sort of papers over the fact that there are like 11 starters across their team are on IR or something. So it's like, oof.
Yeah.
Bit too much right now. So I had the Chiefs, and they really put the fucking foot on the gas in that second half and were unreal. It was like Mahomes was basically trying to prove a point. The Dolphins, look, held on against the Steelers. This is a brutal game. No one scored in the second half. It was 16-10 at half.
Yep.
It finished 16-10. Tua diving headlong into packs. You're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Tua, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, I regret that. Maybe that was a bit keen, as you said afterwards. Yeah.
And the 1972 Dolphins, everyone's losing their minds about that. And you're like, oh, great. Just another kick in the pants for the 07 Pats. Fuck. Anyway, speaking of the Pats, they lost today, 33-14. Anyway, moving right along. Let's do some
So we're not going to talk about either of our teams this week. Is that how it's going to go?
I think that makes me feel better. No, to be honest, as I mentioned earlier, like, to be honest, like, the Bears just ran. They had the game plan I thought the Pats would have. Do a little bit in the air, gash them on the ground, rely on the defense. It was like we'd fucking Freaky Friday'd ourselves at the halftime. Like, it was fucking weird. Belichick didn't know his ass from his elbow. Yeah, there was 0-4 before this, the Bears. And this was the game where Belichick would have gone past George Halas for second all-time on the coaching wins list against Halas' old team. And it turns out they stepped up more to protect the legacy or whatever the fuck someone was trying to spin it as opposed to Belichick getting it. All right, let's speed through some yeah-nahs. Gaz, do Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. This is for cereal. I like this. Do they both make it out of this season? Both. Yeah, nah.
I think they do, but it's literally around previous resume, right? Not this. Who's going to fucking pull them is what it comes down to, right? And I think there's too much pride in it for either of them to cook it early, but this is in line with what we said is last week's yeah-nah. Like, literally, as a does Rodgers spoil the parade of Brady and jump in there and try and get him first?
Pull the pin.
And then Brady has to play one more year just so he gets the limelight himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's already retired once. Like, what does he care? But really, I mean, I think we're sort of hitting this point where it's like, It is almost, is it actually fair? This is probably the best way to put this question. Is it fair to wonder if Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are a bit cooked? Yeah, no.
Yes. We're watching them play. If it was just a case of, look, Rodgers has been making, he has been let down by shit coming off. That was about to sound really gross. Balls being dropped by receivers all over the place. And you can't really blame Brady for that Mike Evans pass that he would catch 99.7 times out of 100, that it was going to open touchdown that he drops. You can't really blame him for that. But we have watched a few missed targets that I think we've been spoilt by Brady and Rodgers just hitting that, like, for a career of, you know, 15 plus years, and then all of a sudden we're going, oh no, there's mediocrity in there somewhere. So I don't know, man, but it just feels that you are, I felt the same way with Jason Peters going and playing with the Cowboys. Matty Ice, we're just seeing a push now to that 1 year too far where you start to hurt the legacy, because you know, the recency effect means that people are going to remember the last time they saw you. And if you fucking sucked, that's kind of going to be how you remembered.
Yeah, I think it's more that, like, yeah, if you're not a young quarterback, you're a bit fucked at this point. Like, between even Rusty, he's not even that old. But
no.
Rodgers, Brady, Ryan, like, there's not a giant amount of old dudes now sort of rolling around actually just looking half decent, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, yep. Other question for you there. Todd Bowles, are we just not also, you know, completely sure that he might just be a shithead coach? Yeah, nah. Just,
well, I mean, he's
just saying.
Reason why he didn't really set the world on fire and stay long-term in any of the roles that he's had beforehand, kind of. Who did he coach? Who was his last head coaching role? So. The Jets? Yeah, it was the Jets, right? But, you know, related question. Are they just really missing Bruce Arians?
Maybe. But he's still a special consultant. So.
Yeah, that's not the same, mate.
AKA, he's please don't sue us for firing you for no reason.
Smoking cigars. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, can we keep paying you for just like a while? And so you don't sue us for, so we don't have to pay you out. This is basically, you know, your golden parachute. Can you fuck off?
Yeah,
Bowles, I don't know, Todd Bowles like sort of strikes me like if you sort of see these results, you go, look at your Jets teams, sure, an amazing defensive coordinator, seemingly, and then boom, every time you're a head coach, your teams fucking suck.
Yeah.
We've seen this time and time again in the NFL, sometimes folks are just suited more to being a really fucking good coordinator than are a head coach. Like what's the Cowboys fucking defensive coordinator? Dan Quinn, exact same vibes, right? You know, that sort of stuff. Anyway, are the New York teams now for real, real? Yeah, nah.
Look, when you talked about the Jets, Zachy Wilson still yet to get in a shootout with someone where you go, oh, you know what,
he's been in a couple of shootouts, but it's with his mum's mates. So.
Oofed. And, you know, Breece Hall, that loss is going to be a little bit costly. I mean, James Robinson is fucking good, but we'll see. I don't know. On the back end of that AFC, they might drop a few games and we'll see where they go. The New York football Giants, though, I fucking laughed at one of our my fellow fantasy people, Drew Taylor, when he said early in the season that they were going to come in a wild card. And I'm like, no fucking way. They will fall off a cliff at some point. And did a recent analysis on the on their schedule. And fuck, it looks like the only games that the Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants are going to lose for the rest of the year are against each other. That's how soft. Like, seriously, in the terms of the top five or six softest schedules for the rest of the season, three of them are in the East.
Love it.
Yeah. So it's going to look amazing. It would be weird if there's three. And you know what? They've had one win and all of a sudden Commanders fans are, we're back, boys. We're back.
You just got to get off that fucking Commanders subreddit. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to have to get up them. I'm sorry. Any team that Carson Wentz is on now, it's just, I'm like that jilted ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, right? you're just stalking his Instagram, but it's the subreddit of the Commanders, and it's, you know,
pretty much.
It's like, Gaz, put on some pants. It's Tuesday morning.
I got over Carson Wentz, Wentz's Instagram, because it's just photos of him like shooting ducks and nailing him to a wall. So anyway,
love it. Cincy, the real Smokey. I'm going to answer this one. Yeah, nah, I kind of love it. Yeah. Because, look, I've just loved Cincy all sort of season, right? Like going into it, it's like they'll piece it together. A couple of missteps here and there. The New Orleans game was a bit fucky. They were lucky to win that. Then beating Atlanta, like it just feels like these are the games that good teams just...
The get right games, right?
They are just sort of, they're the games that you use to build your season on, right? It's like, oh, right, if we do this, it works. If we do that, it works. Cool. It's like you don't want to call them practice games or anything because they're pretty half decent opposition. If you underestimate them, like if you're the Chargers or the Rams or the Bucks, etc., you'll get beaten. But I kind of like the way they look. Like defensively, there might still be some questions with some injuries here and there, but just love that offense and it's kind of like popping off. Zappy,
it's coming to get a better. That's coming together. Let's like protect him a little bit more. But it's the kind of the only one of the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. We're like, no, they'll get right.
Yeah.
And we said that about the Tampa Bay. We said that about Green Bay. And since he's pretty much the only one who's actually backed it up.
Yeah, it's because their quarterback's not 100 years old. Zappy over Mac. I'll take this one too. Yeah, nah. Give me the Zap.
Oh, really?
Give me the Zappy. I love it. He's just the way he throws it, Gaz. You know, I love using my eyeballs. I love my uniform matchups. I just like seeing things. I like shit that pops off the screen. And Zappy pops. Just the way he whips that ball. Mac, there's like a sort of stoicness to his game where you're like, yeah, cool. I can see you developing into a really good quarterback. But I also need to see the flashes. And they're too far and few between, whereas Zappy, it's like, that's fucking flash. Of course, there was also some interceptions. There were some big flashes today, but still. I'm just saying, I think you got to kind of ride it. Like, that might have been the big fuck-up, bringing in Mac to start this game instead of just going, right, Zappy, let's go from the get-go. Get that team behind you and ride them. But anyway.
It's so weird, though. Look, I was listening. Oh, I just happened to come back to that, jump in an Uber and just put on the review of today's game. And there's some already, I think they've got almost an equal amount of body of work of this season, right? Because of the injury and the starting, it's almost dead down the middle in terms of time at quarterback. And their quarterback ratings are like, 34.6 versus 35.7. It's like they're both very shit statistically, but show flashes. And the Patriots fans, like, so willing to give up on last year's first round draft pick who, like, made a Pro Bowl. I know it was like, what, it was an alternate that he got through and all that sort of stuff, but it's very quick to give up.
It's all right. I mean, it was like the two interceptions that he had, but just the way that he led those two drives, like when he came in, was just fucking awesome. It's like, if Mac could just show me that, I'd be happy. Anyway, and then I've got an extra little baby bonus one here. So are we now seeing the teams that we kind of, Jimmy might have been on early as being a bit shit? Is he being proven right here, Gaz? Yeah, nah. Yeah, he is. Yeah. The Jags and the Lions. Everybody sort of going into this season, we're like, oh man, now the Jags could win the fucking AFC South, bro. And like after what, week three, it's like, oh fuck, they might still do it. And I'm like, but look, Dougie P might be a good coach, but Dougie P just Jez sent through a for NBA Australia a little while ago, and it was like he's drinking his own bathwater.
Yep,
in reference to Draymond Green. I'm like, that is awesome. And it feels like Dougie P just like, oh, what? Check out this fucking sick trick play, bro. And it's like, that just broke down again, Doug. What are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm just aggressive. It's like, yeah, but you're also losing games, you dickhead. Like, Trevor Lawrence sort of looked good for the first 2 weeks and he's hit a fucking wall. The thing is, they go to London this week, so it might be like, you know, they're the London specialists, right? Like, we've played there a million years. But the Lions are the same sort of vibe where it's like, looking great, injuries hit, and then it all just falls apart. You're like, oh. This is not great, and Dan Campbell might not survive the season. So, anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Lions' defense was never good, but realistically, the Jags' defense has fallen apart in recent weeks, and they spent all this money on Christian Kirk, who has admittedly been fine. He's been good at times, but everything is done from the slot. They, when they're behind, they've got no one on the outside to kind of stretch that field. It's like, all right, we're going to do, everyone's going to get their touches of the ball, but it's all going to be from the slot.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, yeah, that doesn't help you catch up from behind. And Eddie N is finally getting more of the ball, which is great for my fantasy team. But but realistically, yeah, they're still a year or two behind, and the frustration coming out of T-Law is quite obvious now.
Yep, he's got that beautiful hair, and saying, like,
not much else.
What's going on? Just all falling apart. Anyway, what else we got? We've got we had one from Matty Owers. You got any there for?
Yeah, he's he wants to know the way the Falcons are using Pitts is. It's criminal, especially to his fantasy team. Yeah, no.
It kind of is, right? Like, they just...
Yeah. It's like, the best blocker, year. Most expensive blocker in the... No, he's not even expensive. He's on a rookie contract.
The top four pick, right? Like, what are we doing here? It's fucking crazy. Yep. Anyway, it is a waste, but that's kind of like... The Falcons kind of knew that they only had Drake London and Pitts essentially as their weapons this year. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors up to this point, but they're just solid. They're a solid team, kind of. If they used Pitts properly, maybe they'd be a little bit better. It's weird.
He was like a all we heard last year was he was a generational talent, like going to be the
Julio
next.
Julio Jones in a bloody tight end's body, bro. Like, check it out. Off he goes.
And you've got Drake London on the outside. You've got this perfect guy to go up the seam. And particularly with Mariota, who's not the, hugest arm, who's a scrambling quarterback, getting out up the seam is perfect. And then they use him a shit ton as a blocker.
Love it.
Apparently there's no fantasy points for blockers.
Not anymore. Good bloke of the week. Bloke, you want to buy a beer after all that. Gaz, who you got?
Mate, it's got to be Walker from the Panthers, right? The you're a third string behind Darnold and Mayfield. You fucking stumble into this job. Your fucking house is on fire. Like, every article about your team is who you're going to trade away next. You've just traded away, like, the, you know, when he's healthy, one of the top two or three running backs in the league, and then you come out and destroy Tampa Bay. Fucking, oh, I don't know. There's also a counterpoint to that where the Panthers are like, yeah, fuck, all you've done is cost us draft position. So he fits into both categories this week, Arian.
Love it.
Yep.
And you've got Micah Parsons as well.
Second one. Oh, this is a little fucking feel-good stories that come from the Cowboys. Just give me the fucking shits. I've just got no reason to like these people, except Micah Parsons has come out, found out that there was this viral video of this kid being bullied by a group of kids and forced into shaving his head, and it was just really kind of gross. And he's reached out and tracked down this kid over Twitter and just tried to give him a bit of a personal G-up of, you'll be right, mate. So, nice. Love it. Love it.
That kid's going to really fucking cop it now.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway.
Unless Micah Parsons rocks up for that Dozo fool. What was his name? Terry Tate or whatever it was. Just office linebacker just runs through the schoolyard dropping cunts.
Love it. Old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Obviously for me, Matt Ryan. Jeez. It's just brutal. It's like, hey, Matt, come play quarterback for us. Oh. Yeah, nah, we're good. Sit down. You might be shit. Oof, bit of a rough one.
Yep, yep. For my ones are, Baker is like kind of obvious. He was run out of town. He's got the two guys that I've got have got a habit of making this section, to be fair. I'm not going to say run out of town, but his services were no longer required in Cleveland. He's like, nah, it's all right. I'm going to make myself anew in Carolina. I can beat out this Darnold guy. And, that's not going too well. It's pretty safe to say Walker, if this keeps going, oh, you know, there's obviously the novelty of the new QB, and to see whether it's going to sustain for the rest of the year is up for question.
The crazy part is, like, you never saw the, amount and volume of Baker Mayfield commercials that we were subjected to in the States after his like sort of rookie year and stuff. Like, he was the face of like fucking like three or four different ads. You're like, Baker hasn't done fucking anything. Why is he everywhere? Yes, he's the number one pick, but I mean, we've seen number one picks fail before. And Baker doesn't exactly scream like charisma and coolness to me. You know, no. It's like, cool, yeah, he seems like a bit of a shithead sometimes, whatever. I kind of want him to succeed because he's like now this downtrodden poor dude. But all, yep. At the same time, I'm like, you got all that State Farm money, man. Like, I had to sit there and watch all these fucking ads, so I don't give a shit anymore. So that's definitely some old mate, no mates right there. Boom.
Yeah, definitely. And you pushing on the advertising wagon there is a fucking smooth transition into my last one. And that's Danger Russ. Russ Wilson. Even like while sitting on the bench injured, he fucking had his sandwich pulled from Subway, Jimmy. Could he take any more losses? The Danger Russ Subway sandwich got trolled so hard on social media that Subway went, you know what? We're the guys who put up with Jared Fogle for years. but you know what? This is just a bridge too far. We're just going to pull this sandwich because this PR is just not something we're willing to deal with.
Wow. Subway. Ouch. It'll give you more runs than Russell Wilson. Like, that's that's right there. Fuck. Boom. I love it. That's a tough one. Rusty's having a let's ride kind of moment. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
He's just a meme. Like, fucking just a constant. Just a gift that keeps on giving.
I have zero fucking, like, sympathy for that man.
Yep.
I mean, just total dork. Unpopular opinion of the day. Bailey Zappi. He's the man. Like, I mean, sort of facing up against this, but I just think there's something in my lizard brain where you see him sling that boy, you go, oh, yeah, I'm kind of on board with this. Like 3 weeks worth of it, I'm kind of like, yeah, actually maybe, just maybe, he might have that little something, something. And that's kind of the thing, I think, Gaz, with QBs, if they've got that something, something in the moment that you see and go, yeah, holy shit, actually, if he can make that throw at that moment, if you can lead that drive at that moment, like that's what you build like a team around. Like that's where, you know, successful, you know, teams sort of end up. It's kind of like Jalen Hurts. Like, to be honest, like there was moments watching Jalen Hurts earlier. To be honest, the weirdest part is it's like it's also Carson Wentz. But Jalen Hurts, like you sort of saw him, you saw flashes of that sort of ability at times, right? And it's like, all right, fuck it. I'll use my legs. Cool. That's the same sort of vibe with Lamar. And it's, if you sort of put both of the things together with the running, the throwing, you get the complete package. Zappi just has that sort of, I don't know, little bit of poise in the pocket sometimes where it just goes fucking bang, got it. Don't worry about it. Whereas Mac, I just don't see it as much as I do. Just saying, that's the unpopular opinion of the day. Yep. Strange spotty.
My unpopular opinion is this is the most we've talked about a second string quarterback who just lost by 17 points to, at the time, a 2-4 team. That's okay.
Hey, you don't have to talk about the Eagles this week, so I'm just going to fill the airwaves with Patriots talk. It doesn't happen that often.
Baseball, mate. It's like, fuck, I must be desperate.
It's like, yeah, you've just replaced all of your Eagles gear this week with Bryce Harper jerseys, and away you go.
That's it.
Australian spotty.
Mate, I had to bring this one out. I did get an Eagles reference. It popped out this week. Jordan Mailata is joining Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson to release a fucking Christmas album. That's fucking weird. I don't know why he wasn't playing this week, but all of a sudden they've decided to release a, they're coming out with a Christmas album and it's recorded and it's ready to go. There you fucking go. I think it's going to be the funniest thing in the world because Jordan Mailata can actually sing and Jason Kelce is the one doing lead vocals and he fucking can't.
I love
So it's going to be hilarious.
Mailata's got the voice of an angel, BT Dubs. Australian spotty could also go to Camo Johnston down there in Houston with the Manning cast today going, having Bill Burr on the show and going, hey, aren't you the kicker from fucking Houston? And then boom, they show the photo of Cam Johnston. It's like, ah, that's the Aussie. Hey, that's great. Oh, yeah, fuck, they do look exactly the same. It's also why I will never shave my head until I have to. Outback Takehouse. It's Tuesday, Gaz. You know what that means. Oh, yeah. Me and the squid woke up this morning, grabbed our cricket bats, and as soon as we heard that, quack, 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 bang! Serving up some delicious kookaburra wings only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, you better fucking believe it, Gaz, Bailey Zappi will win a Super Bowl in his career only at Outback. I'm not going to say it's this year. I'll pull back on the flame grilled take just enough That is a char grill take. I just got a bit of time for Bailey Zappi. Captain Fantasy. We'll just keep going.
Hang on. I'm pausing you here because I'm just running through that. Zappi was mentioned in Random Thoughts, The Rap, Yeah Nah. He didn't make a good bloke of the week. Unpopular Opinion and Outback Takehouse. That's got to be a record.
I told you.
That's got to be a fucking record.
I've got Zappi fever because I'm Zappi. Anyway, Captain Fantasy, you got a big win this week. I needed that too after a couple of tough runs, but I'm 4-3 now. How did you pull up, Gaz?
Yeah, I knocked off Josh. It's always good when you knock off one of your best mates. So
what are you doing with your mates? Fucking hell.
Yeah, I'm not a great mate. But his Bears won, so that was a nice consolation prize. But I'm in the top couple, nice. So it's not a bad season for me.
Yeah, I desperately needed that win because I think I was on I was 3-1 in the 1-3 in the last 4 weeks. So, yeah. So I'll definitely take that. But also, I think I might have played Matty, and he just got fucking KO'd by injuries and gear this week. So a bit of a rough one for him. But in terms of like the actual NFL Australia Legends League, still great. Like we've got basically everyone's between 5-2 and 2-5. Talk about creamy middles. We've got a shit ton of 4-3, 3-4 teams. Of course. You know, Brad's at 2-5. Just want to point that out. Just lay the boot in just a little bit. That's all right.
Oh, fucking McKeegan.
He's 2-5. You just hate to see it. Anyway, let's fly through some previews so Gaz can go drink some beers in Perth. Baltimore, we've got week 7 done. Let's move on to week 8. Gaz actually picked up a couple on me last week. I'm still up by 11, but that's also because, I think... I've talked about this before. When I do my picks column later in the week, the truth is somewhere in between and I need to middle it and I didn't get it last week. I went 7 of last week where you actually nailed it with 9, so you did a great job.
Fuck, and you know what? Because I went on the last week's list, I was counting. I'm like, I've picked up fucking 4 this week. It's the first I've had a cracker and then you missed write a column for a fucking newspaper. Thought better about your picks later in the week. Can you just stick with what you've done here?
I don't know. I really do just have to middle this and I'll be fucking laughing. But I actually need to go back and check my column because I think I may have just gone fucking awesome in the column and I just haven't looked yet. So anyway, I think in terms of money balance, I think I just ended up basically a gain. I was down a bit, I think, this week just because of the Green Bay and Tampa Bay games because I think I just had them head-to-head in a couple and, really fucked me. So just like everybody else, I think. This week we've got Baltimore at Tampa Bay. This is the Thursday night game. This is a huge spot. You've got Lamar, you've got Tom. It's exciting times. It's in Tampa Bay and Baltimore are favorited and it's really hard to pick against them because we both have gone with Baltimore. There's just nothing that you're seeing from the Bucs that will make you go, yes, they could beat Baltimore even at home. It's just not there.
They've just been getting run on.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that Baltimore can fucking do,
it's that.
And Gus is back, and it's fucking run.
Yeah, I feel good about that, but it sits weird. Anyway, Denver, Jacksonville, this is the London game. We're both on Denver because I think my point for this was +3.5 for Denver in London. Jags do it a little bit more often. I actually had Jags written down first. I've switched it over to Denver, and they want Russ back. My thing is just I think this Denver defense might just fucking just tear the heart out of Jacksonville though, right? And
that's I actually did the same thing as you. I put Jacksonville first.
Doesn't this just scream 15-12?
Yeah, it's going to be gross. Yeah. Whatever the fuck. I'm glad. So I'll be back on the East Coast. And what are the London games happen at fucking midnight, 1 in the morning? So I'll miss it and I'll just get to wake up to the result.
Nice. We've got Chicago at Dallas. I've got the Cowboys -9.5. Again, I had Chicago written down here first just because of what I saw today. The defense was all right. The running game was pretty good. I love a bit of Juzzy Field, but I've gone Dallas -9.5. Prescott doesn't exactly fill me full of fucking joy and wonder. But on a short week, this Chicago team, I just think Dallas should probably have their measure by about, obviously, by 10 points or more.
Yeah. So, look, last week, I think one of the ones that I picked up on you was Dallas. And they just fucking romped it in the end. But
I had you there for a half though. I was like, here we go, let's go home.
Yeah, but then part of the reason was I was like, you know, Dak's seen what happened with Cooper and he's got a point to prove. And, you know, after the first quarter, really strapped in. I'm going the opposite this week. I think they'll return to the mean and Chicago will just keep it close. Hmm. I think Dallas will still win, but I think it'll be less than 9.5.
Yeah, the 9.5 was a bit of, that was my first pause. Yeah. But at the same time, Chicago up until today hadn't scored anywhere near enough to really make a big difference. I think they hadn't scored over 23 all season. So anyway, then they go and do that to my team. But anywho, the Raiders, they're 1.5-point favorites on the road in New Orleans. Interesting one, this one. I just can't trust the Saints at the moment. And I think we might have talked about this last week. There's just no way I'm going to pick. I'm not going to put money on them. I'm probably not going to put money on their games. I'm just like, no. I just don't want anything to do with them because they're that weird team. There's always a weird team, and they are it at the moment because they're a bit shit, they're a bit fucky, but they also might just pull out like a 45-point game out of their ass and like smash somebody, and you just don't know who it's going to be. We always have one of those teams each year, and this year I feel like it's New Orleans because even though, what are they? They're 2-5, but I mean, their point differential is 25, lost two on the trot, Andy Dalton, Taysom Hill. Like, Taysom Hill could just come out and just chaos engine it and... Yeah, ruin you. So,
yeah, I feel the same. But the weird thing is the Raiders. Jacobs is playing like he did as a fucking rookie. Yeah, awesome. The shit in the bed for the last 2 years. He's been pretty amazing. So, yeah. Anyway,
Carolina, Atlanta. We've both gone Atlanta. This is the Carolina downturn, isn't it? Easy.
Yeah. Yep. Passion in last game. Yep. Back to reality. This one.
Packer up, boys. Philly 10.5-point favorites over Pittsburgh. We've both gone with Philly.
This makes me kind of feel in the guts. It does make, yeah. But look, I think Kenny Pickett, I think our Bradbury and Slay can keep those wide receivers in check. And I think on that rested week, we will put up some decent points.
Yeah, I think the points is the big thing for Philly here,
yeah,
right?
Like, that's the hard thing, right?
Just like Pittsburgh's defense is just not quite there. Miami, Detroit. I've gone Detroit +3.5 because I think this is they need to do something in this game. They're at home. Miami traveling to just everything about that Miami team. I just can't trust it. I hated this one, but I'm like Detroit at home, underdogs. They've got to get one here or else Dan Campbell might be out on his ass after this week. We saw it with Cliff Kingsbury last week, right? He was coaching for his job basically. The Cards pull it out of their ass. This might be Detroit's week. So I've gone the Lions. You've gone Miami, though.
Yeah, look, I think I've just got to coming back, getting the rust out this first week. You know, I think, I'm just betting on. I've been waiting for Detroit to do that thing that we're kind of that get right. It's Dan Campbell. This is going to be last year. Fucking couple of seasons of just a shitty record. He's got it. And it just hasn't happened. I just don't see that defense being able to get anywhere near, let alone cover, Waddle and Tyreek.
Yep. It's a tough one, but I think Detroit might just pull something out of their ass. Arizona, they go to Minnesota. I've gone the Cards. Just I think, like, I sat on this one for fucking ages. Minnesota, off a bye, at home, Kirk Cousins. This feels like you should just be able to walk this one away. But 3 points, Arizona is just, I don't know, I kind of liked it last week. And Minnesota will come into this as a happy big favorite and somehow shit the bed, I feel like. Kirk Cousins, he just does it to you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like off the bye, refreshed, Justin Jefferson, Cook kind of seemed to get it right in the second half of that last game. Like he was the game winner and touchdown, I think. Arizona are just too flaky. Even in that win, they were kind of a bit all over the place, a bit too hectic. I just can't trust them.
Yeah, I hated picking that game again. Pats, Jets. I've gone the Pats -1.5. The Jets, look, I think the shine just comes off a little bit. This is where Bill goes absolutely right. Fuck, I got to get this record. We win this game. And Pats win by a field goal after running into the Jets and running them over.
Yeah, it was hard. This was hard. Look, to be fair, I'm not as fully across the ins and outs of the AFC as much as obviously you are. New England, I don't know. I didn't know what to make of today's game. I mean, the defense has been good. What we've seen out of both Mac and Zappi in terms of consistency, not about flash, but in consistency. One of the comments that I liked today is that maybe they're not as suited to Matt Patricia's system. And I'm like, well, you think that Matt Patricia's got an offensive system? Like, Jesus Christ.
His system is basically like his car, which is probably full of like empty McDonald's wrappers. And that's his system, right?
Say, Big Mac wrappers. Sorry, that's no fat shaming. the bearded fucking weirdo. Anyway, look, I had no idea what to make of this. I feel like the Jets are running on passion and trying to make themselves feel like a legitimate team. And that defense, like Sauce Gardner is fucking out of control, right? Defensive rookie has got to be up there. Anyway, I've gone the Jets. Let's move on.
Nice one. Houston hosting Tennessee. We've both gone the Titans. I think they just run over the top of them.
Yeah.
It also,
one and a half points, man. I don't know.
It's also one of those tricky ones where you're like, oh, of course Tennessee blew the fucking game against Houston. Of course they did.
Yeah.
Houston, AFC South, it's always a weird fucking strange, like, rock, paper, scissors matchup between who beats who in that fucking division. But anyway, fuck it. Tennessee are a better team, we know that. Washington, they go to Indy. We're both taking the Commanders because Indy just seemed like a train wreck that's on fire going into a garbage barge.
Yeah, but also this is the, like, Indy have shown up in random weeks when we expected them not to, and this would be the exact week that Washington would turn around and go, oh, that's right, we're fucking rubbish.
We're still the Commanders.
I've tipped Washington as well, but this is, and I can't believe that they're getting 2.5 points, but this definitely seems like the week that the reversal of fortune might kick in.
Yep, Niners-Rams, we've got the McVay-Shanahan battle again. Love this. We've both gone the Rams plus 2.5, coming off a bye. Just feels like the Niners still might be a little bit too banged up, right?
Yeah, and the Rams, just they're another team that we've been waiting on that get-right, that get-right game. Maybe it's taking that week off to get whole and just meet their potential. But I still don't know what to make of the Niners. They're still, even with being banged up, showed up a couple of weeks ago, and then you see this week where you're like, oh, are they coming back healthy? Oh, they still aren't the team that can get into a shootout.
Shanahan still owns McVay, but McVay got him last year.
It's just fucking weird,
just
right?
So weird. But yeah, plus 2.5, it's like, ah, oh, fuck it. Like, just ride with the Rams. Hope they can turn around. Green Bay go to Buffalo. What an awesome game this is. Watching Green Bay get the shit kicked out of them by Buffalo should be pretty fun. 10.5 points, though. I've gone Green Bay plus 10.5 because it's just a little bit too many. Like, Green Bay have shown us absolutely fucking zilch, and going up as against a rested Buffalo, you're like, oh, God, this is going to be a bloodbath. But 10.5 is so many. So, like, a weird backdoor cover by Green Bay.
No, I don't understand. Like, I think I get to a point where I understand your MO at points about how you pick people and pick the underdogs and all of that sort of stuff. I don't understand. Like, Pittsburgh have shown some fight and a willingness and have got some wide receivers, but you're okay with Philly covering the 10.5. But Buffalo, who have destroyed teams, you don't think Green Bay...
Because like, I think for Green Bay, there's at least an offensive upside to keep up and at least have a backdoor cover. Whereas for someone like Pittsburgh against Philly, like, the point differential is just going to be through the roof because Philly can put up numbers no matter what. Pittsburgh really struggle. Whereas Green Bay, you just know that there's going to be a game where they can actually just make these fucking catches and get the win. So that's my sort of point there with that one. The 10.5 as well. It feels like there's a... you know, it's 33-16, and then there's a touchdown from Green Bay out of nowhere.
Garbage time score.
And it's like at the last, it's like 1 minute and a half left. It's like, no, we can still get a chance, and then it's a kneel out. But then Cincy-Cleveland, we've both gone Cincy. I don't feel great about this because it feels like one of those fucky divisional games where Cleveland should lose, right?
Yeah.
They should. Cincy are better. Yes. But... it's also
the
one
defense,
of those.
Then fucking Myles Garrett just goes off his fucking head.
And if Cleveland loses, like, that's their season done. Like, so I didn't like this. And like later on in the week, I might end up taking the Cleveland points in my column. But first initial thing was like, Cincy should just beat them. Should.
Yep.
Should. Anyway, there we go. So both Cincy. So I've gone 59 so far for the season. Gaz is 48. We've got Chargers and Kansas City on the bye this week. Feels fucking about time for the Chargers, right? I do not need to see that team again. Kansas City, though, they were just hitting their straps. I feel like I feel like you should be able to move your buy if you're like feeling really good about yourself and just like, will you just shuffle it around? Come on, Roger. Mm. Roger, hook me up. Anyway, that's it. Fuck yeah. Guys, got to go. So let's do it. Week 7 of NFL Australia's Dungeons. Looking forward to week 8. That should be great. What an awesome, awesome week it is. Like that Green Bay game is going to tell us a lot. I'll tell you. It's also just nice to have Buffalo back. But obviously, we're weekly. That's what we do here on NFL Australia. And yeah, NBA Australia is popping off. You can go check me out on CodeBet, all that good stuff. You can see me on Fox Sports Lab NBA as well. And in the paper. Multi-platform, guys. Oh, God.
Worldwide. Mr. Worldwide.
Gym-wide. Corporate gym, they call me. Facey, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us all on that. Check us a rating review in your podcast app, whatever you use. Big thanks to House Hats with intro and outro song. They're awesome. What else are you going to plug there, Gaz?
Mate, I put a little thing out about some Eagle Australia merch that got some really positive feedback from the crew on the weekend. So I'm going to get some fucking shirts made up for Eagles fans because I talked myself out of some recommendations, and that was to have "fuck Dallas" across the back. I've tried to calm it all down, but it might get some "that's game, fuck you" with a Nicky Sriracha logo. Why not?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, after your Phillies win the World Series, you'll be like, I'm actually wearing a Sixers hat tonight as well. All Philly up in here. Either way, good shit. Great stuff. Gaz is going to go enjoy that South African nightlife over there in Perth. Hang out with a bunch of sappers. Off you go. Good stuff. We'll catch you next week, you dickheads.
See yous.
Later.